Amen. We had good company. I saw Vicky's classmates. And then I asked her, okay, who was that person? Who was that person? Who was that person? She said, I'll have to look at the picture. Apparently my descriptive abilities are not that good when it comes to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, it was funny. We got to wrap it on the way out there, and daughter Shiloh asked when we were headed back, and I said, well, we're going to head back on Sunday. She said, you're missing church. Somebody had to drive her, and it had to be me. And so I just have a plethora of thoughts. I love to hear from God. I love to hear from God. I love to hear from God. And because as much as there's a lot more in the world, there's nothing that's as good as hearing from God. There's nothing like being present with the Lord. And that was one thing that I ran into before we went. I was thinking about being present. That was on the 22nd. God's always present. We're the deal breaker. I must be present. I must be present. I must be present. I find myself AWOL sometimes in the middle of reading or praying. He's present. You know? He's present. He's present. He's present when we worship him. It's not a good time to go AWOL. Not a good time to think, when's he ever going to be done? I'm sorry, but that's, you know, I know we got things to do. I know, and I do. I enjoy worship. And I can't make you worship. I can't make you dance. I can't make you sing. I can't make you shout. I can't do any, all I can do, I can't make you eat if you come to my house. All I can do is put the food on the table. We were watching a message on Southwest Believers Convention, and this gal shared that Kenneth Hagin, when something comes up, he said, I never do anything until I get in my office and I dance. He said, I dance for 10 minutes and then I pray. You know? You know? I like that. I like that. Vicky used to kind of slap me sometimes because I'd dance on the motorcycle just a tiny bit. You know? I'm worshiping and I'm... Don't dance on the motorcycle. I get joy thinking about the Lord. I do. I do, I do, I do. And I don't get joy when I'm distracted. When I find myself, get back there. You know? I have to be present. How often do we spend time with God and he's the most present? He shouldn't be the most present one. We should be. We're getting to go there. I get texts all the time. Donald Trump wants to be my friend. If he knew, he would. But he don't know. It's just a text. Would you like to be on my advisory council? Not really. I would rather pray and let God advise you. But you know, I mean, it's like, but if I actually, You know, somebody picked me up and there I was in his office, or there I was in his limo. I wouldn't be, Mom, how you doing? Yeah. Her birthday's coming up, I guess. I would pay attention. I wouldn't be looking at my watch and saying, can you be quick? I got things to do. I would give him the honor of being present. You know? I wouldn't. I just would. Him, I would. You know? So I want to be present with God. And that, you know, I don't think there'd be as much resistance by the devil to me being present with the president as there is to being present with the king. But that, I don't date mosquitoes. Get away from me. You know? Go away. You know? Stand up and say, shut up! You've said it before. Everybody here has said that before. Right? You know? I stop down to see Bob sometimes, and he's got the music rolling, you know? And he tries to get there to turn it down. Why do you want to turn it down? You think I don't like music, you know? It's because he wants to be present when I'm there. He wants to hear what I have to say. Or else he wants it to be quick and I go away so he can finish up what he's doing. Either way, you know. But did I lose the wrong book? Was this the one I was reading from? Oh, that's why I can't find my spot. Hang in there. Hey, I'm a good company. Jesse Duplantis looks through his notes. Yep. That's right. Come on. Yeah, there we go. So yeah, pictured God tuned into you because you and I, we are important to him. I'm checking my phone. While God's sitting there. The second, I got to check this text. There's nothing that important. You know? There really isn't. I mean, I've got some people texting me that need an answer, but they'll live without an answer until I'm done. Or I'm checking my phone, or I'm thinking elsewhere, maybe listening to his word and not hearing, reading and not logging. I need to be present. And it's a choice. It's a simple choice. And then we pray things like, Lord, teach me to choose you. Make me choose you. Yeah, amen. Not so much, boys and girls. It's a good thought, but you gotta be you. You gotta make you. You know? You gotta make you. He's not gonna pinch you to make you yell. Right? And yet his word says, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Wow. I know you're louder than that, Judy. Let it. You can turn up your volume. It won't bother me. You know? Don't have to worry about distracting anybody. Maybe they're not paying attention anyway. You know, just praise the Lord. No. All I'm saying is be into your relationship with God. You know? Prioritize Him and what He has to say. You know? He wants to hear you too. When it's farming season and James calls Vicky or James calls John, and if you don't answer on about the 1.5, what are you doing? Where are you? I need you. You know? Yeah, have that happen. And other things too, but you know, I mean, there's things somehow we have to get over the idea that God can wait. We have to get into the idea that we need to get into God. We know that. It makes perfect sense. You know? I'm not trying to bug you. I'm trying to help me help you. But I need help. I need help. So it does matter if we pray. It does matter. Doesn't matter just a little bit. It matters a lot. But it also matters that we believe when we pray. It matters that we believe when we pray. Last night, a lady suggested that the power is already done. We've got the power. We just need to get good at handling it. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And so she just suggested that practicing it, that believing it, seeing it is happening, seeing it. I always tell them in jail, I tell them, you know, I see God drop into you. I see when His word drops in. I had a group of girls on Friday, and they were a hungry bunch. And they were responsive to the word. And the joy of the Lord filled the place. You know? And I want to tell you something, that when the joy of the Lord fills the place, it just about explodes me, because it's so good when they're so hungry and you know that God is doing something. I mean, doing something. And God gave me an illustration that just made me happy. Talking about the fact, okay, when I played football, I did not want to be tackled, you've heard this before, by somebody just slipping a hand out there and tripping me. I just did not want that, but it happens. It happens to guys that are getting paid $8 million a year. It happens. Somebody just manages to touch their foot and down they go, and oh, they're not happy. And the sidelines are going like that, you know, but it happens. It happens. But I never left the field because it happened. The quarterback's going, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Gather in, gather in, gather in. The quarterback doesn't say, yeah, dummy, pick up your feet. No, he says, let's get him on this play. God's that way. Just get back in the huddle. Just get determined. Just remember. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it with God. We can't. I hope that you're not just waiting to go to heaven. Because waiting to go to heaven, you miss a whole bunch. A whole bunch. A whole bunch. Jesse Duplantis said last night, he said the greatest, he said, I think the Pentecostals are the greatest. And then in Jesse's typical fashion, but hold on there. They don't grow much. And it's true. It's true. It's true. It was Pentecostals that didn't want people delivered, believing that Christians could need deliverance. That's why we're not. We're still Pentecostal. We're still tongue talking, water walking, still sinking probably, but walking. You know? But, you know, I mean, that's it. But he's right. Because when you have a certain distance that you'll go, then you don't go any further. That's why the law locked in. The Jews love the law, and they still do. But here's the deal. They wanted to be the only ones that had it. They believe they're the chosen people. I mean, they believe they are. It don't matter if they believe in God. They believe they're the chosen. They believe they're the chosen people. We're the chosen people, and it's going to go the way we say it's going to go. And Jesus said, well, maybe not. You know? And so when our faith turns into something where it's going to be the way we want it, it's going to be the way he says it. And we've got time to believe it. Because we've got all kinds of stuff to do while we're waiting for him to come through. You know? I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord. Everybody together now. There are times when I miss like 300 guys at the prison. Because they're into it. And I know you're all into it, but obviously you put up with me for so long. You just say, here he goes again. That's okay. Maybe. I'm not sure. But it's quite possible that when you're home and nobody else is around, you're going like this. And that's good. That's good. But enjoy, rejoice, enter in to the presence of the Lord. Well, you know, things aren't all that bad, so I really don't, you know, I'll wait until things, no. Build up an account, you know. I mean, have you praised the Lord today? And somebody say, well, why? Everything's pretty good. You know? Let's pray together. Well, why? I don't have anything to pray about. Oh, are you serious? Of course you do. You know? We got a call on our way to Montana, and a guy had died that I probably spent 40 years. Talking to, schmoozing, working up to praying. He died. And just the week before that, I had been on my way and didn't have time at the post office. I just waved, said, hey, how you doing? And got in the car, and I said, Lord, I have got to get out to visit with him again. And then I said to the Lord, Don't let him die before that unless he's ready. Now, there was enough seed. There was. But we hadn't had a right down to a conversation for some time. So the call came, and I'm going, God is so good. He reminded me. He said, do you remember what you said when you got in the car? Blessed hope. Actually, it's not hope. If God reminded me of that, it means that he heard what I had to say. And he's saying to me, you ain't the only one that can bring them home, son. But God was kind enough to remind me. Oh, he could have played with me and said, ah, you blew that one. No, no, he said, remember what you said. That's how good God is. That's how good God is. So, Jesus said, whatever you ask, do you expect when you pray that he's heard you? And have an expectation on it. Do you have to see it like in 4 seconds? I expect Mia to come when I call her. But I'm willing to call her again. And again. I'm willing to walk toward her. You know? Her nose shuts off. Do you ever notice when you yawn, it shuts off your hearing? Well, with Mia, when she sniffs, it shuts off her hearing or something because she don't hear me. Oh, I will admit there are times when I just shut the door and go in and say, okay, fine, just stay out all night, but I don't mean it. I come back. And I get her. Now, sometimes she doesn't hear my voice, but she hears the back door shut. Then she's on the step like, what are you? I was just sniffing some stuff. I was just sniffing. You know how I am. That's a good one. People say, well, God knows how I am. He's working on it. No. Yeah. And just a final thought on that was, the blind man was desperate. He was desperate. Let's be honest. We pray a lot of prayers we aren't necessarily desperate for. We pray kind of take it or leave it prayers. We pray, it'd be nice, but it's not like I can live without it. Can't live without it. You know what I mean? And so maybe we give God mixed messages. Maybe we need to be specific enough to go, okay, Lord, this is on my, if you don't mind, list, and this is on my, help! 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 If you were stuck in a pit, if you had a, Joseph experience, would you be in the bottom pit going, I called and God didn't hear me. I asked, but he didn't answer. Has God ever failed you? Has God ever failed you? Has God ever failed you?
Never.
Absolutely. See, that is a fact. That is a fact. But sometimes we have things, we have this little saved box of things that didn't go the way we prayed. If I could suggest, take the box and drop it in the sea of forgetfulness with your sins. Your sins are in the sea of forgetfulness, right? Right? And you might remember some things you did once in a while, and you're so glad they're gone, right? Let that box be there too. You know? Poke a hole in it and fill it with concrete so it sinks and it's gone. Seriously. And it's one of those things that you'll have to be determined about, because every now and then you're going to have to cast that care that comes against the knowledge of God away. But get rid of that. You see, because if we know that God has never failed us, then we know that God never will fail us. And so when we've done everything to stand, then we can stand. And put on the armor of God. Just a little reminder, put on the armor. Put it on. Don't just make sure that you remember where it is in the closet. Put it on. Put it on. And put it on and hit the power button. Because you have received power since the Holy Ghost came upon you. Put it on, push on the power button, and walk in it. Walk in it. Walk. Several weeks ago, when I talked about, I didn't talk here, I had it written, but we haven't been in every room in our Father's house yet. But those rooms aren't just waiting off in heaven somewhere. There's places that we step in where our batteries are charged, where our bulbs are polished, where we remember that we're the light of the world. Sometimes we can feel like our battery is in trouble and we need to clean the bugs off the headlights, you know? And there's a room. There's a place. For you, for me, for everybody, you've got the only answer that somebody needs. You have it. You are the answer for somebody. And if you've already run into somebody that you were the answer for, go find the next one that you're the answer for. You know? And that doesn't mean where the Jehovah's Witnesses have been in town. That doesn't mean you go door to door, but it doesn't mean you don't go door to door. It just doesn't mean. What it means is you are. You're the light. You know? So if you catch yourself shadowed, open the curtain. You're the light. You know? Yeah. You know? I am awful busy. Oh, yeah. No, you're not. No, you're not. I had another wall in my basement that was beginning to not be a wall. But I have a reminder. V-I-K-K-I. Did you see? Another piece fell out. No. Well, it did. Oh, okay. Well, I better walk downstairs, so I'm interested. Go into the cellar. Yep. Well, finally it became apparent that maybe it needed some fixing. I discovered that 12 inches below where I needed to dig a hole, I found water. I can find wells. So I dug the hole. I stuck the post in. I packed the post in. And then we were busy. Then I had this idea if I can plug up that place where the leak is, maybe I don't need the other post. So I fixed maybe the place where the other leak is. I didn't run a garden hose on it. I just waiting for rain. But if we didn't get enough for that, did we? Did we get enough? If there's no water running in, I got a double. Because then I decided I better dig the other hole. I bought two posts. I might as well put both posts in. You know? It just reminds me that, you know, when it comes to the things of God, do it all. You can't build a wall with just one post. Then I was calculating, do I buy the plywood or not? I thought, John might have some plywood out there, but why should he have to supply me the plywood? Then I thought, I think that I've got some plywood that I saved over in the storage shed. So yesterday, the storage shed paid its rent. Because there it was. Perfect size. Perfect size. I got the wall in. Both poles in. The wall screwed together. And as I was doing that, there's this sound. And it's my water line, a fitting that I put in 40 years ago, had a little crack in it. And when I moved one pipe, it kind of moved that pipe, and so now I got that going. I'm going, ooh, this is not good. This is not good. I got over and I got it set just right, so it kind of quit. And then I called. I said, Dan, do you have time for an emergency? He needed to see me. He felt better when he got done seeing me, and I felt better. Anyway, he came, boom, got it fixed. So now the water line's better than it was. The wall's up, and the plug might work, and I will have a wall to just keep the wall from falling. Just to keep it from falling. And the plug, so there's no more water, and it will be like a runaway victory. But each part's important. Each part is important, and so your presence with God, your desire to be a light, that's important. Your willingness to be a light. Your willingness to enter the presence of the Lord, to ask, seek, and knock. Your determination. Okay? We should be more excited today than we were before. We should be. We really should. We should be in it. You know, we're old enough to be experts now. We're old enough that the leaders listen when we show up. Well, you have a little faith. You've got the power. You know? Hi, I'm Roger. Did you know I have power? This is my friend Fred. He's got power. I'm going to share it. No, you got power. He gave it to you. He lives in you. Don't try to argue with me about this. That's right. It's in Jesus. He's in you. Who controls it?
Jesus.
Okay. You swallowed that quick, and it's true. That's right. Now, don't you go home and on the way home, why did he do that to me? Don't you be talking to her about me. No, I know. You should be going along going, oh, I'm feeling powerful. Oh, I feel powerful. Hallelujah, that's right. Oh, we'll quit. Lord, we'll just carry on with you. And if you don't mind, we'll get carried away with you. And we will exalt you, Lord. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord. I will sing to him a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord. I will sing to him a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord. I will sing to him a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord. I will sing to him a new song. And I will praise him. I will sing to him a new song. I will praise him. I will sing to him a new song. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I will sing to him. I will sing to you a new song. And so, Lord, we praise you. That's not a new song. We've known that song for a long time. May it inspire us to be songs of deliverance in a world that needs a delivering. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Amen.